Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Eric Bird, here at StopStrugglingNow.com. And today, we have to talk about it once again. The Dominican Republic breaking records. That's right, not 1 month, not 2 months, not 3 months, but it is 3 months. That's right, January, February, March, we have that to talk about, plus the sponsor, SSN Lifestyle Punta Cana Music Festival. At Batu. That's right. And you need to get your tickets, but we're going to talk about that in a second. But it is exhilarating to open up what was predicted. The numbers for the month of March. Record breaking. And welcome. Stop struggling now. Gear. Check. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. Now. Let's get to it. Right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and once again, thank you so much for being here. Please share the videos, because you never know who's out here looking for help, who's out here not looking for help, and then they come across the videos that can actually help them out. No credit check, no qualifying, no barriers to entry to get into the Dominican Republic real estate market, business as well, and it's up and coming. The hot spots in the world, this is one of them, Dominican Republic. And as you guys know, we always go to the Stop Struggling Now YouTube channel podcast page. So please smash the like button, even though I've already requested it. But please note, we have a few members of the channel here. On the right-hand side, YouTube is kind enough to show a few, and I want to thank them for being a member of the channel financially. They also, just in case you don't watch the live streams, if you're a member of the channel and you have been a member for 1 year or more, you need to send me an email at support@stopstrugglingnow.com. Why? Because you are entitled to a t-shirt, so I know your t-shirt size. It is a random SSN Nation t-shirt, all right? But you deserve it after being a subscriber for 1 year or longer. We have many people, so I want to thank all of you. As a member of the channel, they receive one or two videos per month specifically for them under the community tab. They also receive the option to join me on any live stream on screen if they prefer and discuss anything they would like to discuss. And Wednesday night live streams, again, only they can be in the chat room on Wednesday night live streams, plus a few other perks. So I just want to thank them, and I appreciate it greatly. Now, let's get into what's happening in the month of May. May 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, Punta Cana Music Festival, May 9th through the 12th is first up. Get your tickets now. It's going to be at Batu by the Caribbean Lake Park in downtown Punta Cana. Get your tickets at SSN Lifestyle and at Eventbrite or at Eventbrite. And Dominican people, that's right. We have to always remember about the Dominican citizenry. You guys, since you're on the island, will receive a small discount, and I realize the average income for the area. So that is taken into consideration, but you will need your cedula, and you will have to check in at Batu, just so you know. All right? You can't buy those online. So we'll talk about that on another video. And also, one of the most important things is the Punta Cana Investors Forum. Over here on the right-hand side, May 13th, 14th, and 15th. But here's the kicker. If you buy a festival ticket under the festival ticket page, you receive for $1. a ticket to the Punta Cana Investors Forum. May 13th, we're going to see the lawyers. You want to start a business? This is the time. You want to talk about how to start a business, how much it's going to cost you? This is the time. You want to find out about residency and all the intricacies, different ways you can gain residency or citizenship? Now would be that time on May 13th. If you want to find out about bank accounts and how to get those started pretty fast, personal bank accounts, then you need to be at this event, because then you will have your own Dominican Republic bank account, peso or USD or both, and that will help you facilitate business in the country and anything else around the world. I always suggest getting with the offshore banking, offshore real estate, offshore life. If you are from any other country other than Dominican Republic, that gives you offshore vehicles. Now, let's get into it. Dominican Republic sees 3.2 million visitors in the first quarter. Now, guys, and it's hard to say. It's almost like we knew it was coming. Once you keep adding cruise ships, once you keep adding more passengers by air every year, the numbers have to go up. And they are going up. And then the other part about making an infrastructure, allowing people to buy real estate, businesses, make investments here, that has helped out greatly. And you have a person, I guess, a president or a country that is trying to get as much investment dollar into their system, and they are doing a great job. So that has turned into impressive numbers. Look at this right here. Impressive number includes 1.1 million visitors in March. Can you believe that? That includes air and sea. Now, this is incredible. 16% increase compared to the same month last year. You guys know why. Anybody who doesn't know why, you have not been here, fine. It's because the cruise ships, there's so many ports now, they're building another. I mean, there's like 8 cruise ports here. And that means by default, there's going to be more cruise arrivals next year than this year. So the odds of them not breaking the record is pretty slim, unless there's some, you know, some earthquakes, hurricanes, something has to stop it. But if all things are equal and there's no disruption, such as pandemics or anything like that, then there's going to be more tourists by sea. And by default, because more airlines are now coming in and out of Dominican Republic, even in the Caribbean flights, even if we're talking about European countries, even if we're talking about South American countries. And so that's why this right here, 836,000 tourists in the month of March. That, I don't even know if that's a record. I've never seen 800,000 on any month. But this year in 2024 is the record. Next year, I anticipate there's going to be one month, whether it's January, February, March, or even April, that it will reach 900,000. We will see, because my next year expectations are damn near 9.5 to 10 million tourists by air. That's right. So let's get into some more of these numbers, because as you guys know, we care about, as far as investments, and if you invest here, you care about air passengers. Cruise passengers get back on the boat, right? After 5 to 7 hours traditionally. Air passengers are usually coming to visit family, friends, hanging out, whatever they're doing, so they need a place to stay. So that's the number that we care about if we're investing here. And if you're investing in a city such as Punta Cana or around that area, then we will get into some of those numbers here shortly. So the official said that the arrival of 836,502 tourists by air last month is only comparable to the Christmas season. Now, again, I don't think they've done 800,000 in the month of December, but we have to go look. In fact, I know they didn't, because if they would have, I would have known and remembered about that, because that's a significant number. He expressed this figure reflects growth of 13%. That's fine. Let's get into something else, right? We need to know, where are people landing at? Let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen. You guys know that's the most important part. The airports that received the most tourists were Punta Cana with 61%. 6 out of 10 people are landing at Punta Cana Airport still. If this trend continues, that would help Well, developers, business owners, acquisition costs are minimal when there's so many people arriving. Now, it's still seasonal here, so don't get it twisted. This is still seasonal, meaning even though they're going to break records this month in April, next month in May, but it's still seasonal because humidity levels start kicking up. And that's why if you come to the festival, you have to make sure that if you're going to be outside, which we're not, but if you are outside walking around, do not take it lightly. Just because it's an overcast day does not mean you are not about to get burnt. It will not stop. You will be burnt. So I suggest you make sure you have light clothing and you bring some sunscreen. And preferably the Reef Safe. We're on an island. All right? Reef Safe sunscreen. Check what you're carrying. All right? Just a reminder. 61% from Punta Cana. Las Americas is now vaulted to the number two spot. 21%. So on the eastern side of the island, whether it's south in, you know, southeast, northeast, that's 82% of all tourists are landing at Las Americas and Punta Cana for the month of April. If that trend continues, then that train that they're building to go between Santo Domingo and Punta Cana, I hope it's a fast speed train. That would be awesome. That'd be nothing but cool. If you can get down there in like 45 minutes, that'd be awesome, right? That would be a day trip for everybody in each direction. So that, stay tuned. Cebu, 10%. They've now entered the market. Puerto Plata, okay, 7% during that time. And La Romana is only 1%, as it traditionally is. It ranges from 1% to 3%. So since La Romana is, what, an hour and a half, hour, 45 minutes from Punta Cana, you can add on the 1% for them. But nonetheless, 60% is still a good number at 836 tourists. Bingo. What happens, ladies and gentlemen? You start dividing that by 4 weeks, and all of a sudden you start seeing some numbers that are pretty interesting from an investment standpoint. I have more to talk about. We have a new investment project. That's right. It's Vivantia Homes. They are now flexing their muscle, trying to come build something that's a little bit different, but you're going to have to watch that on the live stream. And with all that said, if you have any questions, make sure you ask them down below. Any comments, make them down below. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. And I know it's hard out here, just like I'm sitting here, and these windows do not have the screen that kind of keeps the heat out or the light out. So you see in my little video, it shows the white. So that's a little problem. But as you know, nothing can stop you if you continue to do it, ladies and gentlemen. So continue to study. Continue to think about your financial future. Continue to think about what you're going to need to do by bringing in additional income. That's why I go over the tourist numbers. Because all those who bought like 3-4 years ago, you are sitting pretty because you now have equity. Now, the only time equity comes into play is when you sell. But nonetheless, it's good to know you have equity after your unit has been built. And with all that said, keep your head up, keep moving, and I'm out.